Hello, everybody. My name is Clarence Napier, the multi-state insurance broker licensed in California, Florida, Georgia, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan, and soon to be licensed in Washington State, Texas, Alabama, New York, and Connecticut. Today's podcast episode is from our insurance brokerage, Insurance for Sure Agency. The website is www.insforsure, that's four spelled out, sure.com. Telephone number 866-901-9876. So today I want to talk about what should employers do when it comes to deciding their insurance broker and who they work with for employee benefits. And in addition, if it's possible for an insurance broker to connect with a company like Insurance for Sure Agency, because we provide marketing support for our employer clients. So at first glance, people might say, well, this is definitely not a match. You know, if you provide insurance brokerage services, how can you provide marketing support for employers? Well, the question is easy to answer for us. You see, because in order for us, my company, Insurance for Sure Agency, to get a company to become our client, we had to do outbound marketing, which typically means for insurance brokers, a phone call. There's very little likelihood that an employer would pick an insurance broker by finding that broker on the website or using social media. That has a slim possibility, less than 5%. As a person who used to work in corporate America and worked for a large insurance carrier and managed a lot of accounts totaling $50 million per year, and these were large accounts like universities, tech companies, large retail establishments that had locations in various parts of California. One of the biggest credit unions I managed was in Northern California, and they had 8 locations with about 15 to 20 employees per location. So to further answer that question, what benefit is it for an employer to add our company as a marketing arm? To us, the answer is simple. We have to call companies every day, all week long. And many of these companies are looking for a skilled insurance broker. And to be honest, most insurance agents know how to write health insurance. They know how to, you know, manage companies like Colonial or Aflac for supplemental benefits, help people find group life, you know, and dental benefits. That's a piece of cake. Where most insurance brokers fall flat is the service level. And just this past year, 2023, many of the companies that we talked to, that was their primary concern. Because the insurance broker business is almost passive in terms of once an employer comes on. Sure, employees need new cards. Maybe there's a question regarding treatment while the person's on vacation, or maybe there was an authorization that got denied, and maybe the broker needs to help the employee move through that process of either getting the service authorized or filing an appeal. Okay, so those are the services that typically go unanswered by a lot of brokers, especially small brokers. Now, when you get into the very, very large brokers, and those are the brokers I used to deal with on a corporate level, they have, you know, 10, 20 people working in the office, and they may serve like the state of California or the university, like University of California of Los Angeles. Those huge brokers serve those big organizations. And I used to manage as an account executive those big organizations. So I used to deal with some of the largest brokers in California. But to get back to the marketing topic, there are a lot of companies out there right now that are struggling to pay increasing healthcare premiums, employer benefits. And some people know that the employer can pay at least 50% of the healthcare benefit, and the employee typically pays the other 50% or even more if they adding like a spouse or children. So the employer is starting to see large increases in healthcare premiums. And at the same time, the economy is not a friend to many employers, where their profit margins are shrinking, or sometimes a company may not even show a profit in a certain quarter or a year, and may have to dig into reserves to keep the company going. See, that's where our marketing arm steps in to help employers at least some decent marketing. Primarily, that marketing is through videos on Spotify or YouTube. And we also have a digital marketing newsletter where we can form like a network within like the city of Cincinnati, or the city of Pittsburgh, or Tampa, or Santa Monica, California. See, these networks, once they get started, they begin to generate referrals for the people involved, or people or members in the network. The last part of working with companies is that our marketing arm does provide sales system training for companies like roofers and dentists and plastic surgeons and attorney law firms like estate planning or criminal defense law firms. It's always good to have someone that can help, you know, push the message and help the people who are involved in bringing new business to the company, help them do better. There's a great likelihood that companies are not contacting enough people as they need to. And then the other part of marketing is that, so there's also a possibility that companies are not converting prospects into clients in high percentages or high ratios. And this could be very fatal for companies. What would it feel like to go so far with a prospect and get to the part where the prospect has to make the buy decision, and the buy decision is no because of some training that was needed by the staff of the company to help convert those prospects into clients? So this is why Insurance For Sure Agency will be pushing our marketing plan to help employers with their employee benefits, in addition to support their marketing needs. My name is Clarence Napier, multi-state insurance broker in about 8 states and soon to be 12. Our toll-free telephone number is 866-901-9876. And website, insforsure.com. Take care and make it a great day.